Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding minister, Reverend Angela Faith McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie. And I, for all of my faithful, faithful listeners, as you notice, we are on the air a little bit later due to technical difficulties. We couldn't get on the air at our scheduled time. But, as I always say, God is good because he provided a time for us to get on later. So he made a way out of no way, and that's all I have to say about that. We have a packed full show for you today. The subject is love. Now, the two greatest commandments is to love God with all your heart and all your soul and to love each other as Jesus Christ has loved us. Well, sometimes love doesn't go as we plan for it to go, and it's on the human part of love. Your heart sometimes gets broken. Your heart sometimes is full of joy. Your heart goes up and down. Jesus wants to come in and protect your heart. And so today's show is dedicated to love, all kind of love. And the artists that are coming up are going to be expressing different stages of love from the human aspect, because God cares about the human aspect of our heart. Okay, everyone. The first one up out of the bat is Captain Kendrick Malarno, and she will be singing Healer.
Forever, I hold the joy.
Yes, we know that time is the healer of all pain, and Christ is also the healer of all pain. But, you know, time, just give it time and be patient to allow all of that to work out. You'll be all right. So today's topic is love, the human condition of love. And we have different artists that's going to be coming up, giving their different outtakes of going through love, pursuing love, getting out of those crazy, you know, we all been in love where we went like lost our mind. So this artist expressing that. Now, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I am the presiding minister, Reverend Angela Faye McCarty. You can just call me Sister Coochie. And if you want to check out the ministry or you would like to look at Bible study, one thing we have on there. So Saturday is our fun day, but Tuesday is our Bible study day. You can go to www.sistapoochie.com. That's www.sistapoochie.com and check out the other resources that are available for you. But we're going to keep on moving on with the show. Now, the next song that's coming up is called Hidden Island of Capo, and this is about, I'm just going to let you listen to it and you find out what it's all about. Hidden Island of Capo by Atlanta Red.
I know what you were looking for. It just took time for me to explore the truth behind the boundaries of sensitive memories. Where love, trust, respect, and dignity were once the wind beneath your sails. But you were far too special to fail. Even though I heard you asking, why is this happening? Dealing with this ego's shallow density, am I still woman enough to accept him forgivingly? And at the same time you bore your sorrows, a determined declaration echoed from my soul. I'm a strong man with the capacity to love. I struggle through the hurt, but I won't give up. Instead of falling, I will only drift in this space as I ask once more in prayer that I recognize her face. And then I saw you. At that instant, I knew that my faith alone was my bravery. So I gave you my wings so you could fly with me. If I do hold on too tightly, it's not misplaced jealousy, but because if I let go, it will all have been in vain, and I will find myself drifting here again. I've seen your innocent side, the one you tried so hard to hide, seeking absolute love unconditionally, allowing you to breathe again, allowing you to need again, trusting enough to let me be your source of water if you're thirsty. That side, every woman wishes she could set free. Do you not see these diamond tears welled up in my own eyes? Pierce into them deeply and tell me that I haven't cried. When my own love was plundered, your love is too precious to squander. When I see you, I see a part of me. I would shed tears for you if you were thirsty. That kind of love will humble any man to place a symbol of commitment on your left hand. A man knows he has found the love of lovers when he can stand that woman next to his own mother and respect the woman who inspires his life as much as he respects the woman who gave him life. I lost my breath. When I saw your eyes for the first time, you know me man enough not to lie. Do you remember that zip that went up and down your spine when your eyes went mine? I swear my heart beat like African drums, welcoming a long-lost son who had returned as the last prince and brought with him his Ivory Coast princess, reclaiming his rights to heritage and wealth all the way through the traces of Egypt. That's what my heartbeat was saying. The last time we held each other swaying, when a man can let a woman know this in everyone's presence, he knows he's met someone faithfully, one whom he wouldn't hesitate to marry. When you're ready to happily let go, let's find this commitment together on the hidden island of Cabo.
Yes, that was The Hidden Island of Capo by Orlando Redd. If you want to check out Orlando Redd or check out some other cuts off of his CD, please go to www.atlantared.com. That's www.atlantared.com. And I forgot to tell you, if you want to contact Catherine, you can go to www.tag/Whitney890. That's www.tagged/Whitney890. Okay, the next person up on the mic is me, myself, and I. It's all three of my personalities. This next piece is called Reaction, and it's about having that human reaction, which we really have to try to control when it comes to love and it comes to our heart, because that's the most vulnerable part of our body is our heart. When you give your heart to someone, or whatever you allow into your heart is what grows. So sometimes you have to fight those things that are not good for you, and you've heard that in some of the other pieces before that, but this is called Reaction by Sister Fuji.
Pure emotion, pure passion, pure love makes up my reaction to you, a crazy type of satisfaction from you. You got me going crazy. Now don't get me wrong, I know you and me will never be like apples growing from an orange tree. You and me can never be, but I keep getting this crazy reaction, a silly type of satisfaction every time you look at me. I must stop and recognize that this is just a fantasy that won't exist. It just keeps taunting me like a fantasy, a crazy reaction. Kind of silly satisfaction I'll get every time you call me near, but I must resist you. It's not happening. Me and you could never be. It's just this emotion inside of me, fighting me and calling me. It's just a crazy satisfaction. It's a kind of reaction that must stop haunting me, let go of me, set my mind free. I just sit here and think about thee. Oh, this crazy reaction, silly satisfaction. Every time you call my name, every time you play these games, you must set me free. I can't be with thee, so why are you calling me? Up to me to stop this reaction, silly satisfaction, not pure emotion, it's not pure love, it's just a reaction, a silly satisfaction that keeps calling, dragging me down further and further. You see, break it, I can break it, set me free. Loose my mind and my time. No more reaction. No more satisfaction. No more reaction. We're done.
Yes, that's when you get your power back and you just say, hey, we are done, back away from the vehicle. Okay, that was Reaction by Sister Pucci. If you want to contact me, you can contact me or the ministry at www.sisterpucci.com. If you're interested in being on the show, having your work featured on the show, if you're a DJ and you want to sponsor the dance mix, you're a poet, spoken word artist, singer, musician, rapper, whatever. If you have some radio clean, positive music to send to the show, we will be very blessed to help you promote your work. And you can do that by emailing Sister Pucci at SisterPucci.com. That's SisterPoocie at SisterPucci.com, everyone. So next up on the mic, you know, Moshe has sent in a new piece of work. Now, Moshe loves to take you deep into your mental cranium, okay? No, mental cranium, but deep into your mind, okay? And bring out some things and make you think about things and make you go, hmm. So this is Why by Moshe.
Coming out the darkness and I don't know why. Coming from the south side, I don't know why. Coming from the west side, I don't know why. Coming out the darkness and I don't know why. Coming from the south side, I don't know why. Why, why? The price of life takes you by surprise. We're searching for money, food, friends. And why me? We want the world, but don't ask why. Any known wise man will ask the question, why do a man spend most of his energy to look good, when life is shortened by a lack of? Being raised into sin or ignorance is the answer that keeps the creator on their own demise. Falling down and doing it again, not knowing why they're here for. Why follow a man whose only answer is probably, maybe, possibly, mystery, and hope? Why start a business when you haven't learned from your experience or failure? Why win the rat race when you're not the rat? Why take advice when one does not know and have not, again, experienced failing and suffering? Learning from failing is to become wise. Gaining from winning is to continue to be consumed by the world and all the dirty tricks or illusions to keep you here. Why is that when you look behind bad, you see wisdom? And when you look behind good, you see pleasure. Why play with yourself when you have plenty of resources and plenty of women to want? Why go to school for something you do naturally without adding fun? Why doesn't elementary teach elements? Why don't university teach the universe? Why when you go to court, you need someone to represent you and can't present yourself? Why? 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 I tell you why. Because you live in a damn lie. But learn from it. Because there's truth in the fix.
Coming from the west side, I don't know why. Coming from the south side, I don't know why. Coming up the darkness and I don't know why. Coming up the darkness and I don't know why. I know why. Why? Coming up the darkness of my fine mother, mother, mother. Coming up the darkness of my fine mother, mother, mother. Coming up the darkness of my fine mother, mother, mother. Coming up the darkness of my fine mother, mother, mother.
Ha ha, leave it to Moshe to just bust it all out and say why. Okay, Moshe also has a CD out called Tongues of Fire, and if you want to get in contact with Moshe, you can get in contact with him at navigator9@gmail.com. That's capital N, capital V, lowercase g, T, R, the number 9@gmail.com. And you can contact Moshe if you're interested in any of his works, or if you just want to contact him and give him his kudos for anything that you've heard on the show. You know, our mission at the Journey Home Outreach Ministry is to, besides spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, is to encourage greatness in others. So we encourage you, if you do like someone that you've heard on the show and you're really digging their style, hey, go to their website, leave them some kudos, go to their website if you're interested, buy their products. And support the people who you support, the people who support you. If that makes sense, hope it makes sense to me. In other words, get out there and just show a little love to the artists, because, hey, we're sensitive about our work. Okay, now Moshe got us with that nice little beat. I like that drop beat there to that last song, and he sets up the dance mix just perfectly. So we're going to roll on. We're going to get into the happy part of love now, and not just dealing with the human condition, because how you get over that human condition is work on that spiritual condition. So whatever you feed is what grows. And this is the dance mix called What a Wonderful World. Dance Break, sponsored by Journey Home Outreach Ministry.
Baby.
Yes, through devotion, that it will make you get over anything. For one thing, the best love you can have is to love God with all your heart, like I said. And once you start doing that, you learn how to love yourself, and then you learn how to love others. And that's what this was all about, you know, today's little lineup was learning how to love yourself, learning how to love God, then learning how to love others, not in that order. God comes first. And just getting going through it, you know. Also, I would like to thank, I acknowledge my faithful listeners that listen live with me every time we broadcast, but I also want to acknowledge the people from overseas who listen, who actually download the show after it airs because of the time difference, and the people that are locally who can't make the show who download the show. There, so I just wanted to give a shout out to all the people. I feel your support. I feel all the good vibrations. I feel the love, and I extend it back to you. As I say, you know, I'm on here doing this for you and on you, and there's no rules. We just get back and just do it. This is the Poochie style, which means we're going to go up next to London Bridges round and round because we got to get into the good part of love, you know. London Bridges, round and round.
My sister, I close my eyes and wait to see you carrying the world strapped to your back like a tree, a Hercules in the feminine. You keep a strong face, real metal, but it's artificial skin. And somewhere in the world, I can hear you breathe, feel you move in our womb, cause you're my identical twin. And if you high, I'm high, we both fly. And when you cry, I cry. We both inner thigh, feel the rumble, then constrict. I reach out to blow you a soft kiss. I speak out to dig you out of a ditch. I leak out my love and hope that it won't miss your veins in the pupils. Quadruple stress minus negative stress, which adds more or less the feeling of being oppressed. But here in the now, you are the sun and I am the shine. Rubbing your skin with vitamin D calamine, preparing you for the battle down the line. Still waters run deeper. I'll build you a bridge. I am my sister's keeper.
It goes round and round and then up and down. It's like mountain round. We go up and down. When your world turns upside down, you can depend on me. On me. It goes round and round and then up and down. It's like mountain round. We go up.
I understand your circumstance, cause everything you are is me, and we are one. My brother, when I think about your challenges, I see scales, weights, balances, injustice, an abstract, concrete, three-dimensional form, in proportion to the contortion three-ring circus which forced you to react or stand back as a statue, chiseled ivory black, too strong lest you crack, and society scatters the pieces. See no faults in your flaws, just a means to be your queen and shore you up. I glean your needs without words, let me fill your cup. I know you are God, let me lift you up to let you rest your mind. Let me suck the poison from your wound, your time is coming soon. Lay your head on my lap, I will rub the dreads, work the tension out. Refuel your station without a doubt, still waters run deeper. I'll build you a bridge, I am my brother's keeper.
You know that I got love for you. I raise my hand in support of you. When you cry, I'll dry them eyes for you. And if nothing else, I got time for you. You know that I got love for you. I raise my hand in support of you. When you cry, I'll dry them eyes for you. And if nothing else, I got time for you.
It goes round and round and then
up and down. It's like
round and round.
We go
up. When your world turns upside down, you can depend on me, on me.
It goes round and round,
and then
up and down.
It's like
round and round,
we go
up and down.
I understand your circumstance, cause everything you are is me, and we are.
It goes round and round,
and then
up and down.
It's like
round and round,
we go
up and down.
When your world turns upside down, you can depend on me. On me,
it goes round and round,
and then
up and down.
It's like
round and round,
we go
up and down.
I understand your circumstance, cause everything you are is me, and
your world turns upside down, you can depend on me, it go round and round,
and then
up and down,
it's like
round and round,
we go
up and down, I understand your circumstance, cause everything you are is me, and we are one.
And we are one. I just love the way that ends, because we are one. That's what I'm talking about, love for each other. I love you. You love me. We're one big family. We're all part of the same tapestry. And that's what we have to understand as human beings, is that, hey, without you, I'm nothing, and you are nothing without me. So together, let's get together and be someone. Okay, if you want to contact London Bridges, you can contact her. Or and buy her CD. She actually has a CD out for sale as well at www.londonbridges.com. That's www.londonbridges, as in zebra.com. Okay, she puts a Z in front of an S at the end of that. So that's www.londonbridges.com to check her out. Give her kudos again, also to check out the CD that she has for sale. Also, next coming up is Kanil Chill. He has a CD also, and this is called God's Favorite, one of my favorite pieces from here. And here is Chill with God's Favorite.
My thoughts and my dreams. See, I was always told, no matter what you do, do your best.
That was Kanil Chill with God's Favor. If you want to contact him or check out his CD, go to www.kanilchill.com. That's www.kanilchill.com. www.thejourneyhome.com. All right, coming up next is, you know, I got to play this song because, you know, whenever I start feeling a whole lot of love in the room, I always want to weave us together like one big tapestry of God's people. A tapestry of God's people walking here and there. I wonder which one of us knows how blessed we are to be here. Each one of us has a role, not finding it, that's the key. I myself must do my best to discover God's own plan for me. So, everybody, let's go into A Golden Thread by Catherine Marlarno. That was Golden Thread by Catherine Kendrick Merlino. I keep pronouncing her name wrong. I apologize for that, but Catherine, you know Sister Poochie, okay? All right. I do it the best I can. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about? All right, everybody, let's go keep on moving with the show. We're running down to the last 5 minutes of the show. This hour has went by fast. It's been a pleasure hosting the show for you. I would like to just give you a couple of updates on the ministry, but the Bible this week is ready for your preview at www.sisterpoochie.com. Also, soon, we're just waiting, within the next couple of weeks, we will be able to download the show directly into your iPods. I'm waiting for Apple to finish working on those details. Right now, you can download the show into your computer and upload it into your iPod, but there's a little eye symbol on the player box that you see that will allow you to download it directly into your iPod and subscribe to the podcast. So when that's all up and ready in the future, if there's no glitches or anything, I'll let you know as far as that's concerned. Next is, I just want everybody to go to Bible study. We're on the fifth stop of the journey. It's called World Peace. Patience number 2 is the video that is out there for everyone's review. And I just hope everyone has a blessed and wonderfully, gloriously, hallelujah, that's all I know how to say, week, okay? I hope you have some kind of things that just makes you go hallelujah happen to you this week. That's what I wish for everybody, for everyone to have a hallelujah moment. Okay, now we're going to move on to everything, because today we went through the human conditions of love. We went through the godly conditions of love. We went through talking about loving each other and being there for each other. We've just gone through a journey of love, and I would say that all of it boils down to it just being poetry. And so we're going to close the show with Sister Poochie with "It's All Poetry."
Where would I be without my poetry? It's something, it's a reflection of me. Words and phrases mixed together to try to give you a certain flavor, to give you my feeling deep inside of me. I can mix it to music or put a fancy beat, call it rap, spoken word, a lovely melody. But it all boils down to poetry. If you go into the stores and every greeting card you see, it's nothing but pure poetry. Words mixing into the atmosphere, you see. That's true poetry. Something from the heart, spoken through the mind, unconscious. Can't be left behind. As my voice gets weak, it scares me, because poetry is my voice, you see. It tells you how I'm feeling. So I have to keep on dealing, but I will still keep pen to paper and write down my thoughts. I will not let it stop as my voice box gets caught. See, Maya Angelou didn't speak for a year, you see, before she unleashed the most beautiful, honorable poetry. A voice, from music to literary, but it's the voice of my feelings. That's true poetry. And you'll see it with musicians, greeting cards, spoken words, rappers. Whatever you do, keep it flowing. Even if your voice starts going, never abandon your poetry.
Because poetry is It's just the flavor of life. And I want to thank all the new musicians, poets, spoken word artists that contributed to the show today. I love you all. And Sister Pucci is getting ready to sign out, but I will see you next week, same time, not this time, 4 o'clock next week, next Saturday, 4 o'clock. Be here. I'll be here. Same time, same place, doing the same thing, just with a little different stuff. This is Sister Pucci, and thanks again for hanging in there with us. We got through the show. Woo! No matter how bad at the beginning of it started to flow, we got through the show, and that's all that matters. Everybody, peace, blessings, love. Sister Pucci is out.